5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Thunderstorms. I'm just telling you right now, they just upgraded them to severe thunderstorms. If they are not where you are yet, they will be. Be on the lookout, not just for the heavy rain, the strong winds, scared puppies, nothing about flooding, but they're moving in anytime now. They're going to be here the entire weekend. Saturday and Sunday, sad to say it, are both looking like complete and total washouts on the weather front. All right. You know that my beloved Commonwealth of Virginia is now my beloved Commonwealth of Virginia, but for the longest time, well, I was seeing another Commonwealth. It's true. Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I still follow from afar all of the, that's a technical term, bat crap crazy stuff that happens in the People's Republic of Massachusetts. For many years, I was a columnist with the Valley Patriot, which is a wonderful publication. Tom Duggan is the publisher, has done a great job there, is fighting for the First Amendment, freedom of the press, and has been for years. He's just come through a dust-up regarding that, and I saw the story, and I asked him if he would be willing to come on for a couple of moments and enlighten us, and I'm happy to say that he is doing exactly that. Brother Duggan, good afternoon, sir.
Brother Katz, I can't tell you what an honor it is. And before we even start, I am so happy to watch you and your success in the D.C. area, knowing your humble beginnings. It's hard for me to feel such pride for other people sometimes because we all think about ourselves all the time. But I watch you from afar, and I just feel so proud of you because you've done so much, especially with, you know, what you have to deal with at home with your daughter and your family, and you seem to manage everything so perfectly, and I just can't tell you how proud we are here in Massachusetts of you down there in the D.C. area.
Oh, well, that is so kind. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Now, I'm going to say thank you because I can't say anything else because then I'll get all mushy. So just thank you very much. That is very kind, Tom. But you, my friend, are fighting for freedom of the press. You are fighting for the First Amendment. Explain to everybody. First of all, give everybody a little bit of background. I've tried to paint the picture of who you are just as a man and why you are where you are. I talked about your dad, what have you, and our connection with law enforcement. But tell everybody about the evolution of the Valley Patriot.
So, you know, I was politically involved. I sat on a school committee in Lawrence, Massachusetts for a few years. And after that, I stayed involved, and my girlfriend at the time was a lawyer. She used to come with me to all these political events. And we'd pick up the daily newspaper every day and say, what the hell event were they at? Because the story was always wrong. The people's names were wrong. The stories that they covered at the local city council levels were always wrong. And eventually we turned to each other and said, you know, if we're going to be a one newspaper area here in the Merrimack Valley of Massachusetts, and we're a one newspaper town, one newspaper area, and they're getting everything wrong. If we started our own paper and just did it right, like don't even refer to the fact that they're getting everything wrong, just do it the right way, yeah, people will come to us for their news, and they'll actually be getting the real news. So in March of 2004, we had the first monthly edition of the Valley Patriot rolled off the presses, and we've been in the black ever since just by doing it right, just by showing up every day.
21 years? Good Lord, man.
Yeah, we celebrated our 21st anniversary last month.
Wow. Oh, my God. Well, now you want to talk about somebody who's proud of someone else. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of the team at the Valley Patriot. I know the Valley Patriot. I'm sharing with people. Wrote a column. Love the Valley Patriot. I have such great memories of my time there. But also, you know, I mean, I still read it. I look at it online. You've been battling, truly, now, since day one, simply for truth and honest reporting in the newspaper space. So what happened? Because you will pull the wool back on anybody and anything. If there's any scandal, there's something wrong, you call it out. Did you call out the, quote, wrong person who got angry?
Yeah, so, you know, the problem with politics is, we use the word criminal in politics a lot. You know, we don't like a congressman. We call them a crook. Yeah. But sometimes there are actual criminals involved in government, people that are actual, you know, people that commit actual crimes. Mm. Sometimes they even violent people. And so I got word a couple of years ago that the homeless coordinator for the city of Lawrence on the side had a nonprofit to deal with homeless veterans, and that there were some shenanigans going on whereby, you know, she worked for the city as the homeless coordinator, and she was applying for grants for her own nonprofit that her department was going to oversee. So she applied for a $200,000 grant for her own nonprofit and then approved her own grants. And I got word of this by someone in City Hall, a couple of whistleblowers, and I started to investigate, but I ended up sick and in the hospital for about 4 or 5 months. Yeah. So it took a while for me to get to this story. But by the time I actually did get to the story, you know, you're a news guy. You go on social media and you give people a preview of your big upcoming story. Mm-hmm. So I went on Facebook and I said, coming tomorrow, we caught the homeless coordinator in the city of Lawrence, Kelly Birchall Frazier, trying to steal $200,000 of grant money by steering it to her own nonprofit, wow, which, by the way, is at the expense of other good nonprofits that actually do real work. Okay. Within an hour, there was a knock on my door by a North Andover police officer, because that's where my office is, handing me a stalking order. And the first thing that's checked on the stalking order says that I am prohibited from publishing anything about the so-called victim. And what she claimed was that I threatened her life by saying mean things about her on Facebook.
Wow.
And so they took my gun. They took my gun license. She originally defaulted. After 10 days, I got a hearing. She defaulted. It was dismissed. And the day after it was dismissed, I got a knock on my door by a North Andover police officer, and I thought, hey, they're going to give me back my gun and my gun permit.
Right.
And I opened the door and said, hey, you bringing me back my gun? And he said, not exactly, and handed me another stalking order with the same exact allegations that were already dismissed. And then Ms. Frazier decided to default 4 or 5 times and not show up in court, but always seemed to have an excuse to try and extend this. In the meantime, they're posting on Facebook, he's a pedophile, and they took his guns away from him. He's a sexual predator, and they took his guns. And by the way, his office is at 75 Main Street, North Andover, trying to get people to come after me and kill me.
Oh my gosh.
We had our hearing set to show up on a Monday afternoon in April of 2024.
Okay.
And the weekend before, she went to the police, claimed that I violated the order, and had me arrested and held without bail for an entire weekend at the Methuen Police Station. The day that I got out on jail on Monday morning, they brought me into court in shackles like a serial killer. Thank God my lawyer negotiated to get me bail. I left that court, went to Salem, New Hampshire to the other court because that was the day of my hearing for the stalking order. And she walked in and said, Your Honor, he just spent the weekend in jail for violating your order. How do you not extend this? And from that point forward, Judge Zano didn't listen to one damn word we had to say. He extended the order. And from that day forward, everywhere I went, her and her boyfriend would stalk me. If I checked in at a restaurant with my friends, she would come walking in 5 minutes later, already on the phone with the cops. I have a cousin that was killed in the line of duty in Billerica, Massachusetts last year.
Right.
I was on my way to the wake. My mom called me and said, you better turn around. Kelly and Debo are sitting in the front row waiting for you to show up to have you arrested. These people stalked me. They called me a pedophile on Facebook. They tried to get their friends to come after me. They attacked my mom. They attacked my sister. They attacked the nonprofit that I volunteer with. And then eventually, we appealed the stalking order to the State Supreme Court of New Hampshire. And I think I'm probably the only journalist in New England that has 2 state Supreme Court wins, one in New Hampshire and one in Massachusetts from a previous case. But in the meantime, it was a year of hell. This went on for over a year where these people would stalk me. They'd show up at city council meetings so I couldn't cover it. Mm. They'd show up at the local, you know, the local Rotary would have a circus to raise money for like an after school program.
Sure.
And they would go so that I couldn't go and I couldn't cover it.
Oh,
they'd post things online like he diddles children, and you know it's true because he's not coming on our page denying it, is he? And, of course, I couldn't go on their page denying it because I had a court order.
Jeez. So where are we now? I mean, this is it's crazy, all of the allegations and all the rest of it and the time in court. But there's a victory in on your side at the end of this, isn't there?
Yeah, so I got found not guilty on the criminal charges for violating the order because she just made it up. Right. Her and her boyfriend. And then we went back to the judge and asked him to dismiss the stalking order, because then I'd never be able to pass a Corey check and I'd never get my gun license back with all these crazy people coming after me thinking I'm a pedophile.
Yeah.
The judge would not take the case, would not reverse his order. So we appealed it to the New Hampshire Supreme Court, and we got a unanimous 3-panel verdict from the New Hampshire Supreme Court overturning the stalking order, expunging my record, and ordering the Commonwealth of Massachusetts to give me back my gun and my gun permit. But wow. And it's great that, like, you know, we're here now, and I'm through the woods.
Yep.
And I've got my integrity back and my reputation back a little bit.
Yeah.
But the local newspapers covered the front page story when I got arrested. But when I won my case at the Supreme Court, refused to cover it because, quote, I'm a rival newspaper.
Ah, there you go.
Right. They had no problem when I was a rival newspaper when they put my picture on the front page.
Yeah.
That I violated a stalking order and calling me a domestic abuser.
Yeah.
But then when I won and everything went away, they suddenly found this conscience that, well, he's a rival paper. We can't be writing about that.
Oh, my gosh. Now, what happened at the end of this, Tom, with this woman? I mean, you said, hey, she's the homeless coordinator for the city, and she's got a nonprofit that's getting grants from the city that her agency is overseeing. Is she still in that role, or has that been addressed?
Well, no. So the City Hall refused to fire her because they were petrified she was going to sue them and do to them what she was doing to me.
Okay.
But eventually there was enough public pressure once I won my case that she ended up resigning as the homeless coordinator. But she's still going strong, raising money for her nonprofit, claiming that she cares about veterans while she's attacking them on Facebook every day.
Cool.
We know that there's at least 3 criminal investigations by a district attorney, an attorney general, and I believe the feds at this point are now looking at the fact that she tried to get the $200,000 originally for her own nonprofit that was administered through her office or through her department. But she's still walking free, and, you know, she's still bragging that at the end of the day, I might have gotten through this and won, but look at all the crap that she put me through. I spent upwards of $50,000 in legal fees just to fight all this.
Oh, my gosh.
And all I wanted to do, Brother Katz, was write a story. I had no personal interest in this woman at all before this.
Right.
My issue was she was a homeless coordinator for a local community that was trying to steer $200,000 in federal grant money to her own nonprofit and almost got away with it. And I had written a similar story months earlier about another Lawrence employee
mm-hmm.
who was smart enough to just shut the hell up and let the story go away, and nobody even talks about her anymore.
It is fascinating. Well, what can I tell you? The more things change, the more they stay the same in Massachusetts, it seems. And it was interesting. I was looking at your story, and I got to get you back if you're willing to talk about the mayor of Lawrence who's cheering for the ICE raids. I mean, that my head turned around and around on my shoulders about 3 times. That was incredible. For folks who maybe want to jump ahead a little bit, Tom, where do they read the Valley Patriot online? Because you're out there.
Yeah, so we're at valleypatriot.com, or you can always go to the Valley Patriot Facebook page.
Okay.
We upload the PDF of all of our papers. I believe news should always be free. There's no paywall. There's no, you don't have to join. You don't have to become a member. Free speech should always be free for everyone. That's always been my motto.
Yeah.
So you can read our paper. You can download the PDF, read it at your leisure. You know, some people like to subscribe. We tend to discourage that because, you know, it's easier to just go online like right now and look at it and read it rather than have us mail you something out and charge you money. I really, it grinds against me to even think about charging someone money for news. So, if they want it, valleypatriot.com is the place to go. And if you go in the upper right-hand corner and type out and do a search for edition, E-D-I-T-I-O-N, that's what we tag all of our print editions with, along with all the other stories.
All right. Well, valleypatriot.com. We'll share that on our social media. And I'm going to put you back on hold so Germ can set you up, because I want to get you back, like I said, to talk about the mayor up in Lawrence, Mass. Now, people, I'll paint the full picture for everybody here. But for the mayor of Lawrence, Massachusetts, to come out in favor of ICE raids, that is huge news. And the first I saw of it was in the Valley Patriots. So we'll get Tom back to talk about that. It is 5:50. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.